Pragaroo partners with White House on Road to Liberty exhibit. Usha Vance, Linda McMahon speak at unveiling ceremony. By Nick Gilbertson on June 18, 2025. Washington, the White House and Pragaroo partnered to unveil the Road to Liberty. The men, women, and moments that forged the United States exhibit at an event in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. EEOB, on Tuesday, featuring major speakers including Second Lady Usha Vance and Education Secretary Linda McMahon. Pragaroo's exhibit features portraits throughout the halls of the EEOB and provides an interactive experience that commemorates the men, women, and moments that define the American Revolution as the nation approaches its 250th birthday. The John Adams portrait at the Road to Liberty exhibit that Pragaroo gifted to the White House. Nick Gilbertson / Breitbart News. Scanning a QR code fixed on a Founding Father's portrait redirects to the Pragaroo website, where the portrait comes to life and gives a history lesson on that particular figure. For instance, the video for President John Adams can be found at this link, and videos of the other Founding Fathers are available at this page. Pragaroo CEO Marissa Streit told Breitbart News in an exclusive statement that Pragaroo is honored to contribute to the 250th celebration of America's independence. "How lucky we are to have an administration with vision, love of country, and a culture of excellence, especially as America prepares to celebrate its 250th birthday. I have no doubt this milestone will be a moment of pride for every American, and we at Pragaroo are honored to contribute in any way we can," she said. Breitbart News was on hand for the unveiling ceremony in the Indian Treaty Room in the EEOB on Tuesday afternoon before touring the portraits in the halls of the building. To kick off the event, children and adults in attendance pledged allegiance to the United States before country artist Alexis Wilkins sang the national anthem. "Those in attendance today who have dedicated their lives to patriotic education know that there is a golden thread running through the history of Western civilization we must teach our students to recognize and to follow," McMahon said in her remarks. "No matter how complicated the labyrinth of modern politics becomes, that thread will lead us through. We must cherish the principles that define America. We must share with our founders their love of freedom," she added. Education Secretary Linda McMahon speaks in the Indian Treaty Room. Pragaroo. McMahon introduced Vance at the end of her remarks and highlighted the Second Lady's Summer Reading Challenge to elementary and middle school students. Vance encouraged the children in attendance to participate in the challenge and spoke glowingly of the exhibit. "When we walk through these halls or view the many online exhibits that I enjoyed earlier today, we're reminded that history is not static. It's alive. It challenges us, teaches us, and calls us to reflect on who we are and who we strive to become as a country," she said. After Vance spoke, Streit took the podium and engaged the children in Pragaroo's 4th of July Declaration Ceremony for Children, which aims to bring the reasons for the holiday into focus for young people. At the end of the exercise, which teaches children the concepts of liberty, "In God We Trust, and E Pluribus Unum," the children signed a mock declaration of independence, as Wilkins sang "God Bless America." The exhibit spans the halls of the EEOB, paying homage to major moments in the Revolution, such as the battles of Lexington and Concord, Paul Revere's Midnight Ride, and Patrick Henry's "Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death" speech. Breitbart News caught a look at some of the 56 Founding Fathers portrait exhibits as well, including John Hancock and Samuel Adams. The exhibit also features exhibits of the second and fourth First Ladies, Abigail Adams, and Dolly Madison, and other women critical to the Revolution. The unveiling comes just weeks before America's 249th birthday on July 4.